们这一节是祷告会，所以我们先一起来学一段道理之后才一起祷告。
And so in this afternoon's prayer sessions, we shall study a few passages in the Bible, then we will pray.
先来奉主耶稣圣名跟大家来谈先知的绳索与轭。
And so in the name of Lord Jesus, I'd like to share with everyone the yoke and the bound of prophet.
好，我们现在请大家翻开耶利米书二十七章。
Let's turn to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 27.
耶利米书二十七章
，Jeremiah 27，
这是我们这一周读经读过的内容。
So this is the chapter that we should have read before.
二十七章从第一节开始
，Chapter 27 verse 1。
第一节说，犹大王约西亚的儿子约雅敬登基的时候，有这话从神临到耶利米说。
Verse 27, verse 1, early in the reign of Zedekiah, son of Josiah, king of Judah, this word came to Jeremiah from the Lord.
第二节
Verse 2.
主对我如此说，你做绳索以轭加在自己的颈项上。
This is what the Lord said to me, make a yoke out of straps and crossbars and put it on your neck.
第三节借那些来到耶路撒冷见犹大王西底家的使臣之手，把绳索以轭送到以东王、摩押王、亚门王、推罗王、西顿王那里。
Then send word to the kings of Edom, Moab, Ammon, Tyre, and Sidon, through the envoys who have come to Jerusalem to Zedekiah, king of Judah.
第四节，且吩咐使臣传与他们的主人说。万军之主以色列的神如此说。
Verse 4, give them a message for their masters and say, this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel says.
第五节，我用大能和伸出来的膀臂创造大地和地上的人民牲畜，我看给谁相宜就把地给谁。
With my great power and outreach arm, I made the earth and its people and the animals that are in it, and I give it to anyone I please.
第六节，现在我将这些地都交给我仆人巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒的手，我也将田野的走兽给他使用。
Verse 6, and now I will hand all your countries over to my servant Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. I will make even the wild animals subject to him.
第七节，列国都必服侍他和他的儿孙，直到他本国遭报的日期来到。那时多国和大君王要使他做他们的奴仆。
Verse 7, all nations will serve him and his sons and his grandsons until the time for his land comes. Then many nations, great kings, will subjugate him.
这一段经文呢，让我们看到神要先知做绳索以轭放在自己的颈项上。
And here, the Lord commanded the prophet to make a yoke out of strap and crossbar and put it on his own neck.
这里有一个时间，有一个冲突，就是第一节说的是在约西亚王儿子约雅敬登基的时候，他这里讲约雅敬，但是在第三节讲的是西底家。
And so in verse 1 it says, early in the reign of Zedekiah, son of Josiah, but in verse 3 it says, this is during the reign of Zedekiah.
那如果按照历史的考证呢，第一节所说的耶雅敬应该是在抄写的时候的笔误。
And so according to the biblical scholar study, the conflict came from maybe a typo in verse 1.
因为真正在当时候登基做王的应该是西底家王。
Because at the time, the one whowas crowned king was Zedekiah.
因为西底家他是犹大国最后一个王。
And Zedekiah was the last king of Israel.
那这个时候其实是先知耶利米已经做神的工一段时间了。
And so Jeremiah has been a prophet of the Lord for quite some time.
因为耶利米先知他是在约西亚王第十三年的时候蒙召做先知。
And so Jeremiah was reigned 13 years after
Yoshiyah
after Josiah.
那所以这个时候看起来第三节，当时候有许多的列邦的王啊，像以东、摩押、亚门、推罗、西顿的王，都聚集到耶路撒冷来。
And so at that time, there were many foreign kings. They gathered to Jerusalem.
这个时候就是来一起恭贺西底家登基做犹大王。
And so all these foreign kings, they came to Jerusalem to congratulate. The coronation of Zedekiah.
所以这个就好像一个国际上一个盛大的王的登基典礼，所以许多的列邦的王也来参加。
And so it's like a coronation of a king. So other kings in the neighboring countries come and congratulate him.
那在这个这么多外国的王都在耶路撒冷当下呢，神要先知做一件很特别的事情。
And so, in the presence of all these foreign kings, and God wanted Jeremiah to do something very strange.
神跟先知说要做绳索跟轭放在自己的颈项上。
And so God told Jeremiah to put a yoke on his own neck.
然后呢，因为他我们如果看他神要他做的绳索跟轭是多复数的，是很多个的。
And so actually, God wanted Jeremiah to make many yokes.
那其中有一个轭跟绳索放他自己的颈项上。
One of the yokes, out to put on his own neck.
我们知道这个轭就像以前的犯人他是用一个木夹子把它架在自己的脖子上的。
And so, a yoke, is a device, where it controls the movement of your neck.
那我们早上提到主耶稣说要负我的轭，那个轭就是像有一个重担。放在这个牲畜的那个肩膀上，可以控制它的。
And so back in the old days, if you put the yoke on the animals, then you're able to control the movement of the animal.
但是这个轭也有可能，也有像是人被俘虏的时候被那个主人把他用一个木架子把他架在他脖子上，所以他就没有自由，他要听这个牵引他人的命令。
And so, of course, if a human being is yoked with some kind of device on the neck, then he'll be treated like a slave and listen to his masters.
好，所以有轭要有绳索可以拉。
And so, if someone is yoked, then there's also some straps or some rope to control the yoke.
那现在先知要把这些轭跟绳索，他说送给这些列王。
And so, here God commanded the prophet to give. This yoke and the straps to these foreign kings.
要送到列王那边去的。
And is to give them to the foreign kings.
带他们把他们带回去，然后要加上一段信息，神的话。
And not only to bring these yokes back to their own countries, they were also to say these words from the Lord.
要特别说这是神说的话。
And it must start saying this is the word of the Lord Almighty.
第五节。
Verse 5.
神说他用大能的膀臂跟大能的手跟伸出的膀臂创造大地和地上的居民。
And they said, this is what the Lord Almighty says of Israel, that with great power and outstretched arms, God made earth and his people.
也就是说，这个全地都是属于这位神的。
That is all the land and everything under or in this world belongs to God.
他要给谁就给谁，他就是他是这个全地的主人。
And so he is the true ruler of all, so he can give this to whoever he wish.
他有权柄分配这个土地给谁。
And so he can give this land to whoever he wishes.
现在神。他把这些土地分配给各自列邦列国去治理。
And so right now, all these lands were allotted to the different kings.
但是现在神说，他要把他这个权柄把他收回来了。
But God says he will now withdraw all these authorities.
第六节，我现在要把这些地都把它交给我的仆人巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒。
He said, "Now I will hand all your countries over to my servant Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon."
所以现在这个巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒在神眼中是神的仆人。
And so King Nebuchadnezzar, in the eyes of God, was merely a servant of God.
神要把这个全地都赐给他。
And God will give all countries to him.
那包括这些列邦列王啊。
And this includes all the neighboring countries.
神还下命令第七节说，列国都要服侍他跟他的儿孙，直到他本国遭报的日子来到。
It says all nations will serve him and his sons and his grandsons until the time of his land come.
也就是说，神他有一个计划，他现在要让这个巴比伦王统治这所有的全地了。
And so God has a plan to let the King Nebuchadnezzar to rule over all the land.
但是这个有一段时间。
But there is a period.
啊，一直到他这个国度遭报，就是神把他的这个权柄再拿回来那个时间为止。
Until the time in which God withdraw his power.
这说明神他才是真正全地的主。
And so indeed, Lord God is the true ruler.
在这段时间里面，现在神要把尼布甲尼撒王当作他的仆人来执行他的工作。
So in this period of time, God will use Nebuchadnezzar as a servant to execute his work.
那等到他遭报的时候呢？第七节后面说，多国跟大君王要使他做他们的奴仆。
And when that time comes, it says, then many nations and great kings will subjugate him.
好，所以这个就是。这个历史掌握在神的手上。
And so, the history is in the hands of God.
啊，这个时候，这个王好像很兴旺，很威严，但是在一个时间之后，这个整个情势就转变了。
And so, God controls a certain periods, and after a certain periods, other things happen. So under control of God.
哦，所以神的意思就是，现在这段时间，列邦列国都要愿意臣服在巴比伦王的手下。
So a period of time, all nations shall be under Nebuchadnezzar.
好，第八节。
Verse 8.
他说，无论哪一邦哪一国不肯服侍这巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒，也不把景象放在巴比伦王的轭下，我必用刀剑、饥荒、瘟疫刑罚那邦。直到我借巴比伦王的手将他们毁灭，这是主说的。
Verse 8, if however any nation or kingdoms will not serve Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, or bow its neck under his yoke, I will punish that nation with a sore famine and plague, declare the Lord, until I destroy it by his hand.
所以神现在讲了一个条件，如果哪一国他不愿意顺服神的这个旨意，最后神要用刀剑、饥荒、瘟疫来毁灭这国。
And so, if a particular country refuses to obey Babylon, and then God will punish that nation instead.
那直到这个巴比伦王会来把他们同步的毁灭。
Until Babylonians destroy all their countries.
所以接下去这个国度就受苦，就遭殃了。
And so, indeed, all the nations after that suffer.
那也就是说，不愿意顺服神的旨意的，到最后他全地就变荒凉了。
And those who do not obey God. They will all be deserted.
哦，因为接下来等于是有刀剑、有饥荒、有瘟疫、有征战啊，这个就是四大灾殃，把这个全地哈、哦，把它变成像荒野一样的。
And so through sore, famine, and plague, God will will destroy the land.
那第九节特别强调说哈，至于你们不可以听从你们的先知、占卜的、圆梦的、观兆的，以及行邪术的。他们告诉你们说，你们不至服侍巴比伦王。
Verse 9, so do not listen to your prophets, your diviners, your interpreters of dreams, your mediums, or your sorcerer who tell you, you will not serve the king of Babylon.
也就是说，当时会有人讲相反的话。
There are people who will say the opposite.
那这个话就是他们会有平安，他们不会被巴比伦帝国奴役，所以对他们来说，这是一个平安的信息。
They will say, "Oh no, we will not serve the Babylonians, so we will have peace."
但是神的警告是说不要听他们讲。
But God's warning is, do not listen to those people who said that we will have peace.
第十节，他们向你们说的是假预言，要叫你们迁移，远离本地，以致我将你们赶出去，使你们灭亡。
It says they prophesied lies to you that will only serve to remove you far from your land. I will banish you, and you will perish.
也就是说，神的旨意是非常明显，神的信息很明确的，你要归降给巴比伦王。
That it is the will of God was very clear that all nations shall subject to Babylonians.
凡是说不用的都是假的，都不是从神来的。
If any prophets say that will not happen, then that does not come from God.
那如果听从这个假先知的预言，最后就是会被赶出去，离开本地，就是这个下场会很悲惨。
And if they listen to the words of the false prophets, and then the results will be very bad.
第十一节，如果听从呢？
Verse 11 said, if you listen to them,
那你们愿意把景象放在巴比伦王的轭下服侍他，我就使那邦能在本地存留，得以耕种居住。这是主说的。
But if any nations will bow his neck under the yoke of the king of Babylon and serve him, I will let that nation remain in his own land until and live there.
但这段话是神要耶利米先知跟众他的众民跟众王说的。
And so these are the words that God wanted Jeremiah to speak to tell the kings.
好，那第十三节，你十二节，我就是先知本身，就照一切话对犹大王西底家说了。
And verse 12 says, I gave the same message to Zedekiah, king of Judah.
好，那第十五节。
And verse 15.
主说，我没有打发他们，他们却托我的名说假预言，好使我将你们和向你们说预言的那些先知赶出去，一同灭亡。
Verse 15 says, I have not sent them, declared the Lord. They are prophets lying in my name. Therefore, I will banish you, and you will perish, both you and the prophets who prophesied to you.
那当时候说假预言，就是神没有说的，他们自己去说的，是谁说呢？
And so who are the ones that preaches these false prophecies?
好，第十六节。
We can read verse 16.
我又对祭司跟众民说，神如此说，你们不可以听那先知对你们所说的预言，他们说主殿中的器皿快要从巴比伦带回来，其实他们向你们说假预言。
Verse 16, and I said to the priests and all these people, this is what the Lord said, do not listen to the prophet who says, very soon now the articles from the Lord's house will be brought back from Babylon. They are prophesying lies to you.
我们如果有在读耶利米书，我们就会发现在西底家王之前，其实尼布甲尼撒王他已经来耶路撒冷抢夺过两次，掳掠过两批的人了。
And so, so before the reign of King Zedekiah, Nebuchadnezzar had already attacked Jerusalem twice, and captured many articles and people twice.
当时候许多的圣殿的器皿，一些有才干、有知识的，都已经被掳到巴比伦去了。
And so many of the articles within the temple, many of the noble people were already taken captive.
那当时候也有一些先知说，哇，你看这个神会感动这些王啊，最后这些被掳去的会归回，那些百姓会归回，然后那被掳去的器皿会被送回来。
And so there's some false prophet says, oh, don't worry, these articles shall return to the temple, and so will the people.
但是神借耶利米所说的话却刚好相反。
But God told Jeremiah to preach the opposite.
那现在神不但要耶利米这样说，他还要用他自己 的这个这个人做一个榜样，去架这个恶在他自己的景象上。
And so God not only told Jeremiah to say it, he also asked Jeremiah to act it out by having a yoke on his own neck.
所以他自己本身好像就是要先表演一次给百姓看。
And so Jeremiah would show the people.
那这个对先知来说是一个很大的挑战。
And so this was a great challenge for the prophet.
以前先知他一开始他所传讲的对象都是犹大本国的百姓而已。
And so in the past, Jeremiah would only preach prophecies regarding its own kingdom.
但是现在，他现在就趁着这些列王都在耶路撒冷的时候，他自己本身要去参与这个好像国际性的事务一样了。
But now, with the presence of all the kings, Jeremiah will proclaim a message internationally, if you will.
他现在讲的话基本上是没有一个王喜欢听的。
And of course, these are harsh words for the kings to accept.
都是鼓励大家说赶快出去投降巴比伦了。
Essentially, tell all the kings, just surrender now.
那这个就是基本上，如果以爱国主义来说，这个都是卖国的。这个，难怪有许多人把耶利米抓起来说你该死，因为你等于叛国。
And so many people consider these words as treason.
那其实神当初告诉耶利米的时候，要选召他做先知的时候，就跟他讲过的。
But when God chose Jeremiah to be a prophet, God already told Jeremiah.
他已经跟他预告说，他将来不但要 跟本国的民作对，也要跟列邦的民都作对。
Not only his own people shall against them, even all the neighboring countries will against them.
哦，我们如果看第一章哈。
Let's turn to chapter one.
耶利米书第一章。
Jeremiah chapter one.
第五节。
Verse five.
第一章第五节
Chapter 1 verse 5
我未将你造在腹中我已晓得你你未出母胎我已分别你为圣我已派你做列国的先知
So therefore I formed you in the womb I knew you before you were born I set you apart I appointed you as a prophet to the nations
好接下来看调过去看第十七节
I'll turn to verse 17
第十七节
Verse 17
所以你当束腰起来，将我所吩咐你的一切话告诉他们，不要因他们惊惶，免得我使你在他们面前惊惶。
Verse 17, get yourself ready, stand up and say to them whatever I commanded you. Do not be terrified by them, or I will terrify you before them.
第十八节，看啊，我今日使你成为坚城、铁柱、铜墙，与前地和犹大的君王、首领、祭司。并地上的众民反对。
Today I made you a fortified city, an iron pillar, and a bronze wall to stand against the whole land, against the king of Judah, its officials, and its priests, and the people of the land.
十九节，他们要攻击你，却不能胜你，因为我与你同在，要拯救你，这是主说的。
They will fight against you, but will not overcome you, for I am with you and will rescue you, declares the Lord.
你看。这里神就特别跟先知说：“你要束腰啊，你要勇敢。”
And so here God told the prophet that he shall be courageous.
你要将我所告诉你一切话，就告诉列邦。
And you shall tell all nations the words that I command you.
我今日使你跟所有的君王、首领、祭司、先知反对。
And so I have made you a fortified city to stand against the whole land, against the king of Judah and his officials and all the people of the land.
所以我们现在看到真的是神他兴起的先知要传讲信息是跟当世代的所有的人作对的。
And so when God told a prophet to deliver a message, very often the message is directly against the people and the kings.
这个时候其实众百姓包括犹大王他们的心里在想什么
And so what was the king of Judah and the people of Judah were thinking?
其实西底家王是犹大王不应该是西底家犹大王西底家是巴比伦王他所立的傀儡
And so King Zedekiah was really a puppet king set up by Nebuchadnezzar.
所以他们需要臣服在巴比伦王的统治底下的。
And so they should become a tributary state to Babylonians.
可是这个时候的西底家，其实他内心所想的是，其实是准备要去联络列邦，去依靠埃及来挣脱巴比伦王的控制。
And so what Zedekiah had planned was to.To connect, to make connections with all the neighboring countries, and to ally with Egypt, to fight against Babylon.
在历史上，凡是要去跟埃及联络、对抗神的旨意的，统统失败。
And so, throughout history, anyone who tried to ally themselves with Egypt against their enemies, they all fell miserably.
那个时候，其实神早就知道了。
And so God knew that.
那现在神的旨意是不能拦阻的。
And so the will of God cannot be stopped.
现在其实最后犹大国的灭亡，就是因为他们背叛了巴比伦国。
And so the final destruction of kingdom of Judah was because the rebellions against Babylon.
所以巴比伦就派大军来围攻耶路撒冷。
And so at the end, Babylonian army surrounded Jerusalem.
最后就把这个城攻破，把这个人民都掳了。
And completely destroyed the city, captured the people.
这个距离这个国家灭亡差不多剩下十年左右。
There's only 10 years left before the fall of Judah.
那这个时候，其实神就派耶利米先知要特别传讲这个警告，而且以他自己本身做一个样子。
And so 10 years before, God told Jeremiah to warn the king and even act out.The will of God.
我们都知道做先知呢，其实基本上是要很有勇气的。
And so, you need to be of great courage to be a prophet.
要愿意去讲神的话。
Willing to speak the words of God.
目标就是要去忠心的做神的口，而不是去讨好别人。
And so the work is to be the mouthpiece of God and not to please anyone.
你看在第二十六章，耶利米先知他差一点被当时的百姓犹大的百姓把他处死。
And so in chapter 26, Jeremiah was almost killed by the people.
因为神要耶利米先知去站在圣殿。
Because God told Jeremiah to stand in front of the temple.
在圣殿里面去对当时所有的祭司、先知跟百姓这样宣告。
And to proclaim to the priests and the people.
要他们悔改。
Ask them to repent.
这我们看第二十六章。
Verse 26.
第二十六章。
Chapter 26.Jeremiah 26,
第二节
，verse 2，
二十六章第二节
，26 verse 2，
先知他现在要照神的吩咐去做，站在神殿的院中，对犹大众诚意的人，就是到神殿里来礼拜的，说我所吩咐你的一切话，一字不可删减。
He says, "This is what the Lord says: Stand in the courtyard of the Lord's house and speak to all people of the towns of Judah who come to worship in the house of the Lord. Tell them everything I command you. Do not omit a word."
第三节说，或者他们肯听从，个人回头离开恶道，使我后悔不将我因他们所行的恶想要施行的灾祸降给他们。
Perhaps they will listen and each will turn from his evil way.That I will relent and not bring on them the disaster I was planning because of the evil they have done.
这是神要先知讲神的话，他要一字不漏的讲出去。
And so God told Jeremiah that the word of God cannot be every word must be proclaimed.
也就是说，他不可以增加任何话，也不可以删减掉神讲的任何话。
And so, not a single word could be added, and not a single word could be omitted.
他要像一部录音机一样，完完本本的把神所讲的话都讲出去。
And so he almost like a tape recorders, replay the word of God.
那神要他讲这些话的用意，就是要人回头离开恶道。
And the purpose of God's message is to make people return from their evil way.
其实神要先知所讲的信息就是先责备百姓的错误，要他们回转。
And so, God told Jeremiah to deliver the message of repentance.
那神他的用意就是要百姓能够回头，然后神就不会再将灾殃再给他们。
And so, if the people return, then no calamity will come upon them.
也就是说，当他们愿意离开恶道来改正行动作为，行神所喜悦的事情，他们就有平安。
But that is, if they're willing to return from their wicked ways and repent from their wrongdoings, they shall receive peace.
我们看先知真的就这样子讲了。
And indeed, this is what the prophet said right in the temple of God.
我们现在看第八节。
Chapter 26, verse 8.
耶利米说完了神所吩咐他对众人说的一切话，祭司、先知跟众民都来抓住他说：“你必要死。”
But as soon as Jeremiah finished telling all the people everything the Lord had commanded him to say, the priests, the prophets, and all the people seized him and said, "You must die."
因为现在耶利米他所讲的话是没有人喜欢听的。
Because the words of Jeremiah are not pleasing words.
他是因为他是把神的话讲出去是要人改变的，要人愿意要改变他的错误的生活。来跟从神。
And so the message of Jeremiah is that they must change their evil way of living, and to obey God.
好，那现在是在这个是在圣殿里面发生的事情吗
？And so this occurred in the temple.
好，犹大的首领政治性的首领现在听到这件事情，他们也来到神的殿里了。
And so when the official Judah heard about these things, they went off from the royal palace to the house of the Lord.
好，我们看第十一节。
Please read verse 11.
现在祭司先知对首领跟众民说，这个人是该死的，因为他说预言攻击这城，正如你们亲耳所听见的。
Then the priest and the prophet has said to the officials and all the people, this man shall be sentenced to death because he has prophesied against this city. You have heard it with your own ears.
现在祭司先知他们现在是对这个首领说，这个人该死。
And so all the priests and all the prophets told the government officials that Jeremiah must die.
因为他 预言攻击这个城跟这个城里面的百姓嘛。
And because yeah, he prophesied against the city and the people.
好，那耶利米他面对这个当时候所有人都围着他要置他于死地的时候，他说什么？
And so when people surround him and ready to kill him, what did Jeremiah say?
第十二节
，verse 12.
耶利米他对众首领跟众民说：“主差遣我说预言，攻击这城这殿，说你们所听见这一切话。”
Verse 12. And Jeremiah said to all the officials and all the people, "The Lord sent me to prophesy against this house, and this city, all the things you have heard."
其实我们如果注意，耶利米本身他是祭司。他是祭司的家庭长大的，他本身又是特别蒙召做先知的。
And so, Jeremiah was actually grew up in the house of priesthood, and he was called to be a prophet.
因为一开始第一章第一节就特别讲。
In chapter one, verse one, it says.
在祭司当中有一个人叫做耶利米。
So among the priests, there was one named Jeremiah.
那他现在又是当先知的。
And so he is also a priest.
现在其他的他的同伴、啊、祭司先知都要置他于死地了。
And but all his old friends or maybe his own family members wanted to kill him.
那现在耶利米他就说，我是把神要我讲的话讲出去而已。
And so Jeremiah said, "Look, this is what Lord sent me to prophesy, and I just tell you these words."
第十三节
，13，
他的心意是这样：现在要改正你们的行动作为，听从主你们神的话。他就必后悔，不将所说的灾降给你们。
Now reform your ways and your actions, and obey the Lord your God. Then the Lord will relent and not bring the disaster He has pronounced against you.
他向众人强调，神的信息的重点是要人改变。
And so the focus of his message was to change the heart of people.
人如果愿意改变，神就后悔，不将所说的灾。
So we're willing to change and obey God, and God will relent.From punishing us.
所以这个信息本身是要，事实上是要让人得平安的。
And so this is actually a message of peace, is meant to bring peace.
虽然听起来很刺耳，不中听。
Even though it may sound harsh.
因为这些话就是要人做改变调整。
Because this is asking people to reform and to change.
耶利米他很忠心的把神的话讲了。
And so Jeremiah faithfully delivered the message.
他第十四节说：“至于我，我在你们的手中，你们眼看何为善，何为正，就这样待我吧。”
Verse 14 says, "As for me, I am in your hands. Do with me whatever you think is good and right."
所以这个时候的耶利米先知啊，他真的把他的生命交给神了。
And so indeed, Jeremiah put his life in the hands of God.
他说：“我现在我的生命，现在我在你们的手中。”
He says, "I am in your hands."
你们要怎么做就怎么做。
Whatever you want to do is fine.
因为他已经不会再去反抗。
And because he will not fight.
他顺服神要他做的工作，讲的话。
And he submit to God's will and spoke the words of God.
但是他特别提醒当时的百姓。
But he also warned the people at the time.
第十五节
，verse 15.
你们要切实的知道，若把我致死，就使无辜人的血归到你们和这城。并其中的居民的，因为神实在差遣我到你们这里来，将这一切话传给你们耳中。
It says, 15, be assured, however, that if you put me to death, you will bring the guilt of innocent blood on yourself and on this city and on those who live in it. For in truth, the Lord has sent me to you to speak all these words in your hearing.
我们看到这个时候，耶利米他已经准备说被杀了没关系的。
And so Jeremiah was prepared to be killed.
但是他要众人了解杀了他的后果是什么。
But he wanted people to understand that what would be the consequence of killing him.
然后他说他的话实在是神的，是神要他说的。
Because indeed his words came from God.
现在神的话他已经忠心的传达，也都听在个人的耳中了。
And he has already proclaimed the words of God faithfully, and everyone heard about it.
那现在众人可以做决定。
You can decide.
哎，就在这个时候。第十六节，我们看到众首领跟众民接下去对祭司跟先知说：“这个人是不该死的。”
And then the officials and all the people say to the priests and the prophets, "This man should not be sentenced to death."
如果我们注意看第八节
，So if we see from verse 8,
他在圣殿讲完的时候，祭司、先知跟众民都说：“你该死。”
At the time, in verse 8, the officials, the priests, and the prophets, and the people, they all said Jeremiah should die.
但是当耶利米他把他的他这些神的话再讲一次以后
，But after Jeremiah said the word of God one more time，
这个时候首领跟众民他们 反过来说，这个人不应该死。
The officials and all the people said, no, we should not kill him.
他们现在包括这十七节里面国中的长老，他们有几个人起来对众民讲话了，讲过去的发生过的历史。
And then some of the elders of the land stepped forward and said to the entire assembly of the people.
那他们就举在西西家王的时代所发生的事情。
And so they explained what happened during the time of King Hezekiah.
哦，这个第十八节，在西西家王的日子，有摩利沙人弥迦对犹大众人预言。
It said Micah of Moresheth prophesied in the days of Hezekiah.
第一，他预言的内容是万军的主如此说：锡安必被耕种像一块田，耶路撒冷必变为乱堆。这殿的山必向丛林的高处。
And this is what the Lord Almighty says: Zion will be plowed like a field; Jerusalem will become a heap of rubble.
这个是在弥迦书第三章十二节的预言。
And this was a prophecy in Micah chapter 3.
那这个这是在西西家王的时代，神兴起弥迦先知所讲的。
And so during the reign of
King 预告了哈
Hezekiah, God arose.Micah to prophesy.
那时候第十九节，西西家王跟犹大众人岂是把他致死呢
？He says, when Micah proclaimed these words, did Hezekiah, king of Judah, kill Micah?
没有，西西家岂不是敬畏主，恳求他的恩吗
？And did not Hezekiah fear the Lord and seek His favor?
那结果神就后悔，不把自己所说的灾祸降给他们。
And did not the Lord relent so that He did not bring the disaster pronounced against them?
若致死这个人，我们就做了大恶，自害己命。
We're about to bring a terrible disaster on ourselves if we kill him.
那这个时候，这些国中的长老，他们想到过去所发生的事件他们现在醒悟过来了。
And so some of the elders of the land they remember what happened in the past and they were awakened.
真的，神是信实的。
Indeed, God is faithful.
当人愿意改变的时候，神就不降灾祸，而且要施怜悯恩惠。
When a person is willing to change, and God will relent from the calamities and willing to give peace.
所以，先知的用意就是要提醒众人，现在还有机会改变。
And so the purpose, the message of the prophet is that there is still a opportunity for you to change right now.
愿意听从顺服人，就可以免除灾祸。
Those who are willing to listen.Will be relented. God will relent from sending punishment.
愿意顺服神的就得到存活。
And those who are willing to obey God, he will survive.
这个是当时候，你看这些国中的长老，他们反过来为耶利米讲话。
And so the elders of the land, they spoke for.Jeremiah.
但是耶利米先知，你看他真的是非常忠心的。
But Jeremiah was a very faithful prophet.
他相信神，他的生命是在神的手上。
He believed that his life is the hands of God.
那照着神所说的，真的神保护他。
And indeed, according to God's promise, God protected him.
众人跟他作对，但是没有办法胜过。
And even though there were people against him, but they could not overcome him.
因为神与他同在。
Because God was with him.
他是神所用的器皿是神的仆人。
That he was a vessel of God. He is a servant of God.
那这个先知他真的是忠心呢。
And indeed, this prophet was faithful.
他知道要讲出神的话语。
He knew that he needs to speak the words of God.
他的嘴巴是神所用的。
That his mouth shall be a mouthpiece of the Lord.
他不能够说自己所想喜欢讲的话。
He cannot speak words that he wants to speak.
神之前就跟他这样特别宣告的，跟耶利米说。
And God had told Jeremiah that.
我们现在看第十五章。
Chapter 15.
耶利米书十五章。
Jeremiah chapter 15.
第十九节。
Verse 19.
耶利米书十五章十九节。
Jeremiah chapter 15 verse 19.
主如此说：你若归回，我就将你再带来，使你站在我的面前。你若将宝贵的和下贱的分别出来，你就可以做我的口。他们必归向你，你却不可归向他们。
Verse 15. Therefore, this is what the Lord says: If you repent, I will restore you, that you may serve me. If you utter worthy, not worthless words, you will be my spokesperson. Let this people turn to you, but you must not turn to them.
二十，我必使你向这百姓成为坚固的铜墙，他们必攻击你，却不能胜你，因我与你同在，要拯救你，搭救你。这是神说的。
Verse 20, I will make you a wall to this people, a fortified wall of bronze. They will fight against you, but will not overcome you, for I am with you to rescue and save you, declares the Lord.
这里是神要先知，他真的能够 把他的口也分别出来。
And so God wants a prophet to set his mouth apart.
分别出什么是该说的，什么是不该说的。
And to say what could be said and what cannot be said.
神要说的，他一句话都不可以改。
And if this is the word of God, then every word should be spoken.
神没有要他说的，他一句话都不可以说。
If God does not want him to speak, then he should not speak.
这个就是先知的忠心。
So this is the faithfulness of the prophet.
那也是得到神同在的一个条件。
And so this is a condition of God's abidance.
先知成为神的口。
And so the prophet indeed is the mouthpiece.
他勇敢地为神发言。
And he will speak up for the Lord.
我们看到耶利米先知真的是这样子。
And indeed, that was the case of Jeremiah.
那现在他不但要有这个勇气。
And so not only he should muster such courage.
他现在也要勇敢地把他自己放在这样一个神要他做的这个工作，把那个轭放在自己的颈项上。
He should also put this yoke on his own neck and to carry out the work of the Lord.
他现在要完全听从神的指示。
And he must listen 100% to the commandment of God.
我们看耶利米先知，他接下去真的就把轭放在自己的颈项上了。
And so indeed, Jeremiah places yoke on his own neck.
因为神没有说要拿下来，他就不可以拿下来了。
If God did not tell him to remove it, he was afraid.
他就用他自己的生命做一个样子榜样，然后让众列国的人都知道说，你就是这样子归顺巴比伦王就对了。
And so with this type of yoke, he told the king, say, well, this is how you shall surrender to Babylonians.
一直到第二十八章。
In chapter 28.
我们如果看第二十八章第一节。
Chapter 28, verse 1.
西底家登基第四年五月的时候，有一个先知叫做哈拿尼亚，他在神的殿中当着祭司的众民对我说，对着耶利米说。
In the fifth month of that same year, the fourth year, early in the reign of Zedekiah, king of Judah, the prophet Hananiah, son of Azur, who was from Gibeon, said to me in the house of the Lord, in the presence of the priests and all the people.
第二节
Verse 2.
万军的主以色列神如此说，我已经折断巴比伦王的轭。
And this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, said, I will break the yoke of the king of Babylon.
第三节，二年之内，我要将巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒从这地掠到巴比伦的器皿，就是主殿中的一切器皿，都带回此地。
Within 2 years, I will bring back to this place all the article of the Lord's house that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, removed from here and took to Babylon.
第四节，我要将犹大王约雅敬的儿子耶哥尼亚和被掳到巴比伦去的一切犹大人带回此地，因为我要折断巴比伦王的轭，这是主说的。
I will also bring back to this place Jehoiakim, son of Joachim, king of Judah, and all the other exiles from Judah who went to Babylon. Declare the Lord, for I will break the yoke in the king of Babylon.
这个时候，他所讲的信息跟耶利米先知刚好是相反的。
Of course, this prophet's message was directly opposite of that of Jeremiah.
可是他也说是神说的啊。
But he also said, "Hey, this is from the Lord."
那这个时候，因为他是对着耶利米说的话哦。
And he also spoke this prophecy in front of Jeremiah.
第五节，先知耶利米当着祭司和站在神殿里的众民对先知哈拿尼亚说：“阿们。”
And so, and then the prophet Jeremiah replied to the prophet Hananiah before the priests and all the people who were standing in the house of the Lord. He said, "Amen."
愿主如此行，愿主成就你所预言的话。将神殿中的器皿和一切被掳去的人从巴比伦带回来此地。
The Lord do so. May the Lord fulfill the words you have prophesied by bringing the articles of the Lord's house and all the exile back to the place from the Babylon.
但是第七节，我向你和众民耳中所要说的话，你应当听。
Nevertheless, listen to what I have said in the hearing and in the hearing of all the people.
第八节，从古以来，在你我以前的先知向多国和大邦说预言，论到征战、灾祸、瘟疫的事情。
Verse 8, from early times, a prophet who precedes you and me had prophesied war, disaster, and plague against many countries and great kingdoms.
第九节，先知预言的平安到话语成就的时候，人便知道他真是神所差来的了。
But the prophet who prophesies peace will be recognized as one truly sent by the Lord only if his prediction comes true.
耶利米先知何等的希望他这个轭也可以被拿下来得到自由。
And so Jeremiah also hoped that this yoke could be broken.
所以他对这个哈拿尼亚说阿们，愿主的旨意成全，让这个百姓可以得到自由。
And so Jeremiah hoped that, amen, if the people could be free, that is fantastic.
如果是神的旨意，谁不愿意呢？
If it's the will of God, why not? Everybody's happy.
所以这个时候，耶利米特别提到说，其实先知可以讲讲很多话。
And what Jeremiah was saying was, the prophet can say whatever he wants.
你可以预言很多的平安。
You can prophesize peace all day long.
但是只有当这个平安真的来到的时候，才印证谁才是真正的先知了。
But only when the peace has arrived, then you will know who is the true prophet of the Lord.
所以其实耶利米他很清楚的知道神的旨意不是这样子。
Because Jeremiah knew that this is not the will of God.
神现在没有跟他说要把这个轭拿下来。
And God did not tell Jeremiah to remove this yoke.
可是这个哈尼尼亚接下去做一件事情。
And then Hananiah did other thing.
第十节。
Verse 10.
于是先知哈拿尼亚将先知耶利米颈项上的轭取下来折断了。
Verse 10, then the prophet Hananiah took the yoke of the neck of prophet Jeremiah and broke it.
这个时候就是当着众民的面把耶利米的轭拿下把它折断了。
So Hananiah took the yoke from Jeremiah and broke it.
哇，这个就是当场让耶利米，你看他那个在身上所做的这个标志就消失了。
And so of course, Jeremiah would not be wearing that yoke.
然后他第十一节，哈拿尼亚还宣告，当着众民说，他说两年之内，我必照样从列国人的颈项上折断巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒的轭。于是先知耶利米就走了。
And then verse 6 says, this is what the Lord says, in the same way I will break the yoke of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, off the neck of all the nations within 2 years.At this, the prophet Jeremiah went on his way.
你看，这个就是好像耶利米先知，他当场被拆台了，他是做神的先知所做的工作，在那个当下直接被破坏了。
And so, Jeremiah was acting as a prophet, but people call him saying, "Your prophecy is incorrect." And that was it.
你看，当时候这个众百姓一定啊，看到这个哈拿尼亚所做的，一定哇，这个很有鼓舞性嘛。大家一定很喜欢。
And so when people saw what Hananiah did, they proudly praise him for his actions.
而且还讲得那么确实，两年之内他们就得到自由。
And he even gave precise timing that within 2 years they'll be off from the yoke of Babylon.
那这个时候耶利米先知他是什么反应
？But what was the reaction of Jeremiah?
你看他就走了。
He just go.
他的轭被拿下来之后，他就走了。
After the yoke was removed, he went away.
他不需要再去跟这个哈尼亚去辩论了。
He didn't have to argue with him.
因为这个时候众民一定会认为说，哦，哈尼亚好像比较对。
Because at the time, people might thought, hey, this new prophet Hananiah sounds better.
但是其实先知预言的平安要到成就的时候才算数了。
But this peace, the prophet is only true only if this prediction came true.
那这个先知也才是真先知的。
And then he will be a true prophet.
好，但是现在时间还没有到嘛。
But time has not come.
好，耶利米走了之后。
So、after Jeremiah left.
我们看第十二节。
Verse 12.
神的话临到耶利米了。
Shortly after the word came to Jeremiah.
十三节。
13.
你去告诉哈拿尼亚说，神如此说，你折断木轭，换了铁轭。
Go and tell Hananiah, this is what the Lord says. You have broken a wooden yoke, but in its place you will get a yoke of iron.
神说，我已经将铁轭加在这些国的颈项上了。
And so for this is what the Lord Almighty said, the God of Israel says, I will put an iron yoke on the necks of all these nations.
他们接下来会更苦。
And they will suffer even more.
因为他们现在决定跟神的旨意对抗。
Because now they will now go against the will of God.
真的，我们看到历史的演进。
So if we see the progression of history,
后来真的这些列邦都听从这个假先知的预言，跟巴比伦王对抗。
So indeed, all these countries listened to the teachings of the false prophet and went against Nebuchadnezzar.
最后就惹来更大的灾祸。
And then brought forth greater wrath.
那第十五节质疑这个哈拿尼亚呢？第十五节。
Verse 15, then prophet Hananiah.
哈拿尼亚，你当听，神并没有差遣你，你竟使这百姓倚靠谎言。
Listen, Hananiah, the Lord has not sent you yet. You persuade the nation to trust in his lie.
第十六节，神说你今年必死。
Therefore, this is what the Lord says: I am about to remove you from the face of the earth.
因为你向神说了叛逆的话。
This very year you're about to die because you preach rebellion against the Lord.
第十七节这样子，先知哈拿尼亚当年七月就死了。
In the seventh month of that same year, Hananiah the prophet died.
两个月之后，这个哈拿尼亚就死了。
So 2 months later, Hananiah died.
我们就看到，其实神真的是千万不得的。
And so we can see that the Lord cannot be mocked.
那这个耶利米先知哦，他要很坚强、很勇敢的去做神吩咐的一切事。
And so Jeremiah need to carry out the work of God courageously.
他要愿意臣服在神的这个命令底下。
Willing to submit under the command of God.
不管今天有多大的困难。
It doesn't matter how great is the level of difficulty.
我们就是要愿意这样子顺服神，依靠神。
We must submit to God and rely on God.
就算当众被羞辱，都要能够忍耐。
Even if you were mocked and ridiculed in public.We still need to be patient.
所以耶利米先知啊，他一句话不说就走了。
And so Jeremiah, he just walked away.
那神的话临到他，他再去讲。
And when the word of God came to him, then he will.
因为当时候神没有讲任何话。
Because at the time God didn't tell him to say.
他就顺服神。
So he submit himself to God.
什么遭遇什么事情就承受。
Whatever happened happens.
今天我们要真的依靠神的能力。成为这样子忠心的仆人。
And so today we need to rely on the power of God to be such faithful servant.
我们要祷告求主赐给我们圣灵充满。
And so we need to pray to God to have the fullness of the Spirit.
让我们勇敢的能够去接受神所加给我们的绳索跟轭。
And so we're willing to accept the yoke and the strap of God.
也就是说，我们愿意顺服神的旨意。
That is willing to submit to the will.
照神的所说的去做。
According to what the words of God teach us to do.
我们现在看弥迦书第三章。
Let's turn to Micah chapter 3.
弥迦书第三章。
Book of Micah chapter 3.
第三章，请读第八节。
Micah chapter 3, let's read verse 8.
弥迦书三章第八节。
Micah chapter 3, verse 8.
至于我，我借着神的灵，满有力量、公平、才能，可以向雅各说明他的过犯，向以色列指出他的罪恶。
As for me, I'm filled with power, with the Spirit of the Lord, and with justice and might to declare to Jacob his transgression, to Israel his sin.
今天我们要能够接受神的托付，来完成神的工作，要靠神的灵。
And so today, if we are to complete the work of God, then we need to rely on the Spirit of God.
我们可以有力量，有智慧，也勇敢的向神的百姓指出过犯。
And only when we have the Spirit of God, then we can have the power and the wisdom to point out the transgression of the people.
要让众民可以改变。
And to change.The way of the people.
因为神的旨意，其实神他是要赐平安的。
Because it is God's will to give us peace.
我们恳求神帮助我们。
So we ask the Lord God to help us.
让每个人都愿意来接受神的工作。
That we're willing to accept the work of God.
那我们也都能够在祷告中得到神所赐的这个勇气。
We also have the courage from God.
愿意顺服神。
Willing to accept God.
其实顺服神会是最简单的。
And so, obeying God is actually easy.
你看当时候他们不愿意接受那个木轭，结果就换来铁轭，更惨。
And so, they did not want to accept the wooden yoke. They got the iron yoke instead.
所以今天我们每一个弟兄姐妹，我们都要祈求神赐给我们力量。
And so we ask God to give us strength.
我们愿意顺服神。
Willing to submit ourselves to God.
能够来一起参与神的工作。
Willing to participate in the work of God.
来建设我们的教会。
To build our church.
我们现在在这个末世要去传讲这个神的信息。
And so in this end days, we shall proclaim the message of salvation.
要让众人都愿意了解我们需要改变。
We have to make people understand that we all need to make a change.
我们改正行动作为，其实神的恩典就临到。
If we change from our evil ways, then the blessing and the peace of God.
那我们就有平安。
We will enjoy His peace.
所以求主带领。
Ask the Lord to help us.
让我们可以一起来侍奉神。
So we can serve the Lord together.
顺服神的旨意。
And to submit to His will.
来啊，完成他的托付。
To complete His work.
我们现在就来祷告。
So let us kneel down and pray.
祈求主啊，加添力量。
We ask our Lord God to give us strength.
我们利用长一点时间祷告。
And so we spend a longer time in prayer.
二十分钟。
So we will pray for 20 minutes.
那如果要接受按手祷告，请到前面来。
So if you're willing to receive the laying of hand, please come forward.
那我们也请张执事的家人到前面来接受按手祷告。
And we also ask the family members of Deacon Chain to come forward so they can receive the laying of hands.
让教会都能够更同心能够得到完成更大的工作。
And so that our church can work as one to complete more work for God.
我们现在就同心祷告。
So let's all kneel down and pray.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。